There is wish in the air, the face of night. In my eyes, the earth dreaming. In my monster from its last began to rise. And suddenly, it is a monster there. It is afraid of the snow. It's a monster. It's called the monster. That is the name of Catherine. The master bedroom for the vampire. The killers are kings and they have all of them. This is Joe's denialist girl. It's a monster now.
Well, hello everyone, this is Steve Bell Canyon with the Why Not comment tape for October 28th, 1979. And your first question will be, what happened to us last week? It was awfully busy, wasn't it? Well, no, we weren't running a tape. Actually, the phone company gave us a little few problems with the way they hooked up our line, or I should say re-hooked up our line, and I'll go into detail on what exactly they did wrong later on. So, we're naturally playing the Monster Mash, an appropriate song for Halloween, and I hope you have some nice Halloween comments out there. And I'll take a look in the Why Not tape library and see what we have to play for you, as well as the comments, and I hope everyone out there has a very, very enjoyable Halloween.
Hello, party. This is the fabulous TSPS. Leaving a comment, I guess. I'll make this quick, short, sweet, and everything else. I'd like to see something happen which would kind of prove something about the presidents that we have nowadays. I saw in the local paper out here in Agora saying President Carter thinks that major oil companies are taking advantage of hooked public. Now, Mr. Carter, for some reason, is not doing anything about it. Now, they do have the PUC, who controls the phone company and their actions and what they do very well. And the phone company would certainly call a monopoly, right? Okay, well, same goes for the gas companies. They are going to have to find some reason for why they are getting all these substantial profits. And if not, they are going to have to lower prices or they'll take them out of business. Because we only get 5% of our gas from Iran anyways. And this is just a big scheme, and this should not be let you get away with. And if they did have something, a gas regulatory commission or something, to regulate them so that they cannot, if they show that they are not, there is no reason for why they are making these huge amount of profits, for no reason at all, if there's not a real, honest, goodness reason for the gas to be $1.10 a gallon, and why it goes up gradually, then they're going to have to lower it back down to what they seem feasible, or let's put them out of business. So that way you give them an ultimatum. So far they've been giving all the ultimatums, and I think that is a crap shit. And if I was president, that's exactly what I'd do, and this would solve the whole gas problem right there. Because the government has a lot of power, you know, unless the gas companies are going to fight off the Air Force, the Navy, and all the other blockheads, you know. So, that's about all. It's my little thought. Please reply anyone else who likes the peanut farmer. I get it first. I don't like it anymore. I don't like politics that much anyways. I don't get hit with a bomb soon anyways. I don't have to worry about it. So, this has been a comment by the fabulous TSPS saying, have a nice day, why not, and don't get caught in the bushes doing anything funny.
What an absolutely frightening idea, Patagura as our president. God, what will it be next?
Bill Tarzan, like to let everybody know that if anybody's interested in getting a band I've just started, I play the keyboards and the synthesizer, and I've been in two bands. So if anybody, you know, wants to maybe get together something, need your comments, and maybe we can arrange something. So that's all, and, you know, take easy on everybody out there. Okay, that's Bill from Tarzan, and later. My first name is Michael. I am from West LA. The comment I would like to leave is basically deals with the Middle East. It's definitely very obvious now that the OPEC has got the United States by the ear. But also, the Israeli government has just recently decided to chop off the Cuban scene in the West Bank. But on the whole, that is, problems for the Israeli government. But as far as the United States is concerned, they've got to, what we've got to do is we've got to settle this issue of trying to find alternative sources of energy and trying to, in a way, for the Arabs to shove it a little bit. And that, I think, is the way it should be. Because we don't necessarily have to throw all our money out to them, just to get a barrel of oil. So this is Mike from West LA at about 106 and 20, 35 seconds saying good evening.
My issue of irritation. This is Blizzard in the state of Maryland, near the city of Baltimore. And why, okay, here's your favorite word, why is why not? So doggone busy when you're playing out. The only times I've been able to hit this number have been when there's input time, like now, I'm sure. Now, that is bothering me. I call 5:30 in the morning here this time. Which is really about 2:30 your time. Don't you people sleep when they're having output on Why Not? Don't you people sleep, let somebody else call once in a while? No, don't do that, no. Don't let anybody hear what that guy said. Don't let them hear what you said either. Doggone it. The only time I can call is when there's input. What do I care, the guy says, at the tone, Oh, by the way, we've got a line in Maryland. In fact, we've got a couple of lines. They aren't really sophisticated, but they're a lot of fun to call anyway if you like to call numbers out of state. Area code is 301 837-2346. It's 837-2346. It's VD Radio. Here's another one in the same area code. 655-8944. That's OK, LUX, 44. OK, LUX, 44. They're not the most entertaining things in the world, but if you got a few minutes and a few dollars, give them a ring. This is Lizard in the state of Maryland, irritated and disgusted at saying, I hope you all have a nice evening out there, and let us call once in a while when you have output. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Lizard, why not? That does attempt to remedy these problems, as we are adding about three rotaries very, very soon, and it should take care of the problem. The question is, do we people sleep out here? Well, you're up at 5:30 your time. Do you sleep out there at all?
Hello, it's October 26th, Friday morning. It's 4 o'clock a.m. To correct ACDC on Odyssey here, you seem to have failed in noticing that my line is a variety line. Boy, I mean, boy, I knew there would be times like this. You failed in noticing that it was a variety line. It's not only a comet line, but a variety line. I play jokes, music specials, comments, just anything that we have in our collection. and while we were taking comments next week, we have our equipment. We just got it yesterday, the 25th, and so we'll be taking comments next week. And for those of you who don't know about Odyssey, you may call Odyssey. Well, this will be a toll call for you, of course, but if you want to pay a little money and call it, I think it's worth the call and the money. You can reach it at 213-956-0069. And the input is 956-0100. Yes, that used to be the old Zygotte number, which is, Zygotte is no longer. Zygotte is slowly, slowly deteriorating. Slowly. Up into the deep. So, that is about it. Really don't have too much else to say. Except, you know, just call the line and we'll all announce on my line when it'll be time for you to start leaving comments, okay? Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Well, Mr. Kelly Burbank, it's good to see you take a little change of heart. I don't know, I heard a rumor in the beginning, I don't know if it's true or not, that you didn't want your number, your new line number, announced over Why Not, because you didn't want our callers calling it. Now, that was kind of depressing. I don't know if that was true or not. You can reply to that on our next tape, I guess. Next.
Bill Bills from Grotty Hills. Some of your line really stinks. I mean, you haven't had Wallachoma tape up the last 2 or 3 weeks. Seems like the guy always does the, MC or whatever. The guy's trying to make the tape so his voice is gathered if it went out of the city. The last tape, well, we were in the city, just to joke. Some of the schmucks. I know you won't play this comment because it tells how bad your line is. Well, hopefully this will go to your fans and you guys will try to make some kind of improvement, especially in getting somebody who knows how to do the audio talking, that is, to make the tapes, because the guy who called Steve is terrible.
Well, see, Bill, you were wrong. I did play your comment, and so you don't like my voice, and you don't like the way I say things. Okay, fine. Like I always told everybody else, you can always call another line. We're doing the best we can here. Okay? Now, you put us down. Hey, now I have a right to put you down. You don't know how to leave a comment. You know that? You know how far I had to turn these level controls to get you on the tape? I had to crank it all the way up, because you barely, I mean, what, did you keep the phone across the room and shout to it or something? When you leave a comment, you speak directly into the handset. And maybe then, when next time you leave a comment, we'll have a little easier time playing it. And maybe you're right. Maybe next time we won't play your comment, but you certainly played it this time. That's...
Hello there, this is Steve24, and I don't call the Why Not line very often. Not because I'm down on Why Not or anything like that. I don't know. I just don't seem to call it too often. But anyway, I'm calling it now, and I'm leaving a comment on the input. And this comment is directed toward Jill Van Ive. Jill, I talked to someone who you might be interested in, someone who works at your favorite radio station, and therefore, without further ado, I'll simply let him say what he has to say.
So, Jill, if Van Ives, you're insane too. Well, that's good to know, because crazy people ought to unite and take over. This is the Insane Girl Lane at KROQ here in Pasadena. How are you doing? Keep your rock on, man.
So, I hope you enjoyed that comment, and if you don't hear it, I hope someone tells you about it. And to Steve, Ruth, and Lynn of Why Not, I hope you guys get yourselves back on a more regular, organized schedule so people know when there is input to be taken and when there is an output tape. And to you, Uncle Freaky, best of luck now and in the future, and I hope to get in touch with you soon. This has been C24.
Well, we'll try the best we can. Schedule's pretty regular as it is now. Input's Friday. Special features Saturday and Sunday, unless we play last week's tape, and the regular output tape will be Monday to Thursday. Very simple to understand and very simple to remember, for most people at least. Next.
Hello, I'd just like to say that I feel that people who ask for money to run their comment lines. I don't think they should. I mean, after all, I realize that people can call in and express opinions, but I think that if they can't afford to have a comment line, then they might as well not get it. Because I know that if I couldn't afford it, I wouldn't get one. I don't have one, but if I couldn't afford it, I wouldn't get it. And I wouldn't ask the public for money either.
We agree here 100%. This tape will auto-reverse momentarily. Please stand by.
Hello, everybody. This is Barbie from Baldwin Hills. I would like to leave my comment about Carol Burnett's daughter. I don't know how many of you have been watching, but what's been happening to her with the drugs and everything, I would just really like to say that this really shows that it can happen to anybody. And it doesn't matter how rich you are or how well off, because I'm sure that they gave their daughter everything and still this happened. So I would like to hear some comments about this from anybody. Okay? Have a good day. Goodbye. Hi, this is Randy from Van Nuys. I just want to know if anybody has a new phone number for Freaky Fun. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Party on.
We sure do. The new number for Freaky Phone, area code 213, is 992-0999. Again, that's 992-0999. It's not too much different from the other number, and he's in a different location now, and I think the line should sound a lot better. At least it will in the future. Next.
Yes, hello, parties. This is Linwood and Hill calling. And it's set at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. I'm complaining to the general public about really something that not very many people think about, and that's the cable distribution, telephone cabling throughout the West Valley. And really, it's getting overloaded. See, they installed these cables back in the 1950s, and they have been expanding it at some rate to take care of the expansion of the valley, but lately, people have been getting, regular subscribers have been getting, ordering or two or three lines for each of their houses, like for their teenage kids or for doing business and work and junk like that. And the telephone company, Pacific Telephone is starting to do what General Telephone is doing, and that's installing station carrier units. And these station carrier units, in essence, what they do is they take an incoming drop, like which would be meant for one line, and splitting it up for two. And what this does is it, General Telephone's been doing this for years. And really low quality, they're prone to breakdowns, and Pacific Telephone out here in the valley should go ahead and redo all the cabling and screw doing this carrier because General Telephone is, that's why General Telephone is so shitty, because they have so much damn carrier out there. It's beginning to, Pacific Telephone is starting to act more like General each day, so. Well, I wonder if anyone from Pacific Telephone does listen to this, or if anyone can want to voice their opinions on this matter, go ahead, because carrier, we don't want it. General can keep it. That's all I can say. Goodbye.
Ah, the timing couldn't be better. That's right, carrier systems. Big problem in the valley here. Big problem everywhere. In fact, that's why last week Wineout was busied out for a whole week. Why? Because Pacific Telephone decided to use our line and put us on a carrier system. And a carrier system cannot be used with an RDL coupler. And what that means is the coupler will ring up and it will not CPC or will not dump itself. So that means it'll get one call. And after that, it just keeps rolling and it won't clear the line. really presented a problem, especially since we couldn't call anybody and tell them about the problem, because you can't talk to service representatives about a problem like this, because they're too darn stupid. But if there's anybody out there who does know about this, you know what I'm talking about. So everything's back in order now, and Why Not is working and shall be working in the immediate future, at least. Nobody can foresee what's going to happen weeks from now, but as far as it looks now, it looks real good, and we're going to try to keep on the right track. Next.
Well, hello, Why Not. I usually leave my phone-orientated comments on Bloop Line, but hey, what's the phone? Here we are on Why Not. Anyway, this phone-related comment has to do with Pacific Telephone's application last year when they were asking for a $470 million rate increase from the California Public Utilities Commission. Well, instead, on July 31st of this year, the PUC turned it down and instead ordered a rate reduction of $42 million annually. Well, Pacific Telephone, a little upset, asked the commission to reconsider, and just recently, in its latest action, the commission corrected a $26 million computation error in the original decision and recalculated the company's expenses for such things as purchase of electric power, operators' wages, and the rising interest rates on the company's plans to finance new and improved telephone equipment to serve California telecommunication users. What all of this technical talk means, as far as our telephone bills go, is the following. The decision calls for establishment of a charge of 25 cents when a calling party asks for verification of a busy line condition and or interruption of a conversation in progress, in other words, emergency breakthroughs. There will also be an increase in rates and charges for key telephone equipment in addition to the increases already authorized in their original July 31st decision. Those increases, I forget what they were at this particular time, but if anyone is interested, I can call in with the responses. The overall dollar value of this is what it means is instead of getting their $470 million rate increase and a $42 million rate reduction instead, what it all boils down to now is they now have a $1.3 billion rate increase annually. Isn't that exciting? More phone news from Brian W. Feedback. Good call.
I've heard that comet lines on crossbar trunks are carcinogenic. Can you verify?
You know, you just might be right. I've noticed this strange tumor growing on the Why Not machine lately, and I couldn't understand. I'm going to call the doctor tomorrow and find out what it was. And God, now you really scared me. You know, maybe the poor thing does really have it. Next.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with Uncle Freaky, 9920999. His tape says that that we're all going to die in 25 seconds, and we won't hear Freaky phone again. Does that mean he's not having tapes anymore? Or does that mean that he just threw something in until he gets the tape prepared to play? Can you answer that for me, Bruce? And Bruce, I heard that you're not really running Why Not anymore. Is that true? Goodbye.
Okay, if you're wondering, that's just Uncle Freaky's macabre way of making a wait tape up because he's having problems with equipment to make up a good tape. And as to that question, am I still running Why Not? Yes, I most definitely am. Just that I've got a job where I'm working 18 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it makes it a little difficult to make tapes and be online as much as I'd like to. Next comment.
This is Mark from Simi Valley. Just wanted to say I'm sorry to hear about what happened to Freaky Phone. And had I known, I probably would have sent in a donation. But after picking up the phone and dialing them one day and hearing Uncle Freaky wish that I developed cancer because I didn't send in any money because I didn't happen to call evidently a few days prior when he put out his plea. I think he should have given it a little more time for some money to come in and maybe held off just a little bit longer before he lost his temper, if that's the word for it. He got quite quite vulgar, I guess you could say, and nasty to the listeners, and I'm sure out of the 20,000 people, even if we could have each given him a quarter, a dollar, he might have had enough to get his clips back up. With the way he went about it, I just think he couldn't expect anyone to give anything, because I listened to about 5 minutes of that tape, and this guy, even though I've been listening to Freaky Phone for about a year, that 5 minutes of listening to him turned my whole attitude completely around about him, to the point where everything he wished on us, I was inclined to wish on him. So I hope maybe something can be done. Maybe another question can be taken up, and maybe this time we could go about it in a better way. And maybe we'll see Freaky Phone again in the future. I hope so. Thank you.
Well, you are right. The tape he did put out that day that you are referring to, that was against my better judgment. I found it just as you did. But we did wait 1 week. We waited 1 week. We were playing the announcement over here on Why Not. He was forwarding to us, and we didn't receive one penny. We haven't received a penny since from anybody, and that was rather depressing. 20,000 people, and in 1 week's time, we couldn't receive a penny, a copper penny, or whatever it's made out of. So, whatever. And for your information, again, the new number for Freaky Phone is
9920999.
Hello, Marty. This is Steve Mount Park Bellin here. I've never had left a comment on Why Bother before. I mean, why not before, but I think I will now. Basically because I'm all pissed off again. And it doesn't have to do with phones. It has to do with our goddamn public transportation here. The following things I may have to say may contain harsh language, and as a disclaimer, I must say that today people are offended by it. Wait until I hang up the phone. But the Mechanic Union here, the Augmented Transit Union, yesterday, today being the 12th of October, yesterday we had an opportunity to vote on the contract, which Supervisor Ed Edelman, the transit management of people, the representative of the governor's office, and of course the union leadership, met last Saturday night and went after hours to work out a settlement. And each son of a bitches, by a wide margin, voted to strike. We've been threatened by bus strikes 2 or 3 times in the last few weeks. And I guess now it's imminent that we'll have a strike this Monday. I think it's goddamn ridiculous. And there's some of us, there's 2 million people being affected by a lousy 400 measly mechanics who, as far as I'm concerned, are selfish assholes. And I hope the hell there's a guy's gas shortage to go right along with it so we can get everybody pissed so I don't have to carry all the anger myself. I have to go. Goodbye.
Well, I'm at least glad you were intelligent enough to remember the correct name of this line so we can go ahead and play your comment. Next.
This is Chad Robert of Hell, and I'd just like to say a few words about PBS, the Public Broadcasting System. They publicize great shows like Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street and Alexa and they're so good. I just advise everyone to watch them. They're really good.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, Sesame Street is one of Bruce's favorite shows.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is yours.
Hello, Why Not Callers. This is DPA for calling in on the 12th of October, 1979. This is my first, I suppose, official comment to Why Not, though you, I think, have heard from me before and different things that I have said. I was informed that I was rather verbally attacked on the last tape by Steve Wild and Crazy Guy. And so what I'm doing here is just basically replying to what I was fully said. All right, first of all, I never said that his comments were boring. I said he had more than one comment on each tape. And I actually wasn't criticizing Steve, but rather the Why Not staff for putting on more than one of his comments. I never said anything about whether the comments were good or not. Also, I left one comment regarding this. You also heard an interview with Uncle Freaky. I, however, was not aware that I was being taped and that that tape was going to be played on Why Not. So, Steve, if you want to criticize someone, don't criticize me. Criticize the Why Not staff. And so this comment is not totally negative. I have heard a few of the later Why Not tapes, and have noticed that there are not so many comments by one person.
Thanks for the comment, DBH. Well, we're slowly approaching the end of this one. I thank everyone who left comments on this one, this tape that is, and listen for the next Why Not feature coming this Saturday and Sunday. This tape will repeat momentarily.